The PSNI are starting a new drive to tackle violence in the home. They want more people to report the crime, which is already at record levels, and they want to secure more prosecutions. At the heart of their campaign are the personal accounts of those who are suffering in silence for years. And a warning for our listeners, some of the details here are distressing. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley reports.
Stacey and Jenny agreed to tell their stories as part of a new campaign by the PSNI to tackle domestic violence. Both suffered grievously at the hands of their former partners. Both were terrified into silence by threats. Both worried that they wouldn't be believed. But they were. And last month, Stacey's partner was jailed for 12 years. He'd terrorised her using aggression and coercive control. In 2020, he beat her viciously, kicking her in the face with steel-toe-capped work boots and breaking her jaw, knocking her out.
The next thing I remember, it was daylight. He was in the dining room, sitting, drinking another bottle of wine, and he was crying, saying that he was sorry. He told me not to look at myself. He had the mirrors covered with towels downstairs that I couldn't see myself. I brought myself upstairs till the children's room where they had double mirrored wardrobes. I then seen my appearance in the wardrobe. I broke straight away.
For 10 days he stopped her from seeking medical attention, then made her lie to the doctors.
I was in the house crying and had told them that I'm just so hungry. I can't eat food, that I was living on bits of soup, and that I wanted to go to the hospital, that I wanted to see what was wrong with my mouth, why I couldn't open it. He brought me to the hospital and the x-ray showed that my jaw was broken.
Levels of domestic violence in Northern Ireland are at their highest since records started being kept in 2004. Last year, there were 21,000 crimes reported. Between 2017 and 2021, 34 women and girls have been murdered by men. Jenny thought she was going to die like that. Her husband had been violent in the home over the years. He'd smashed things but never physically assaulted her. But that changed after a night spent drinking with friends.
The girls by this stage were screaming, and he forced me down onto our bed and straddled me and sat across my chest and pinned my arms down and put both of his hands around my throat and told me that he was going to kill me, that I had driven him to it and it was my fault. Asked me if I was ready for it and told me I was going to die.
The new PSNI strategy has two main aims: to encourage more reporting of domestic abuse and secure more prosecutions. It's part of the reason Jenny agreed to tell her story.
You judge yourself and you see yourself as a failure, that you failed, you know, to make things better. You hold on to hope for a long time, thinking that you can fix a relationship and that you can change yourself, or you know that person will change and follow through with the promises they've made to you, that they'll not do these things again. And I think women do worry about being believed and getting help and being judged by other people.
The issue of violence against women was brought into sharp focus by the murder of Sarah Everard in London by a serving officer of the Metropolitan Police. The PSNI knows it too has misogynistic officers in its ranks. It's pledged to root them out as part of efforts to build trust and confidence amongst women in the police response to violence against women and girls.
Conor McCauley reporting there. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this report, visit our helplines page on rte.ie/helplines. And if you're in the north, you can call the Domestic and Sexual Abuse Helpline on 0808 802 1414.